Basically, this file will make you take a picture of your pussy and post it on the Warp My Mind website. That's pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion until there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. so very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listening to my voice. Now, there's something that you're going to do. You are going to do it at the end of this file. Before you wake up, it will just simply automatically happen. You won't even think about it. And once you've done it, it will send a little shiver through your body, a little thrill through you. It will actually give you a small tingle of excitement. What it is you are going to take a digital camera or a webcam, and you are going to snap off a quick picture of your pussy. That's right. I know. You might resist the idea, but you're going to do it anyway. Don't struggle with it. Just let it happen. Let it happen because you want to. Let it happen because it will feel good. That's right, it will actually feel good. You'll like the feeling when you do it. It'll send a little tingle through your body. The picture will be completely anonymous. Nobody will know whose it is. It won't matter. All they're going to see is just simply a picture of you. And it'll be kind of thrilling, thinking of the people who might look at it, who might gaze at it, who might want to see it. It's kind of a thrill. A bit of a turn-on, actually. In fact, even right now, your pussy is tingling a little bit with the excitement. The excitement of what's going to happen at the end of this file, of what you are going to do. You won't resist the impulse. You won't resist the urge. You'll still be in trance, in fact. You won't wake up until after it's done. And then once it's done, well, then there's nothing else you can do about it. It will be there. And everyone will be able to see it. And every time you think about that, and every time you look and see how many people have seen it, it will send a little shiver right through your pussy. Almost as if somebody were just running their finger across it ever so gently. A little electric shudder that just kind of flows through you. It's kind of a rush. Matter of fact, it's more than kind of a rush. It is a rush. In fact, you like the idea. You like the idea that people will see it, that they'll look at it. It's making you tingle all over right now. You can't seem to help yourself. It just is. And the more that it tingles, the more that you want to do this, the more that you want to carry it through, to actually take your webcam or your digital camera and take that picture, to take that picture and show it off to the world. Yes, that is what you want to do. That is what you need to do. That is what you have to do. In fact, thinking about it just seems to make the compulsion even stronger. The more you think about it, the more you need to do it, and the more it makes you tingle. It's going to be almost an orgasmic experience when you finally do take the picture and post it to the image gallery on Warp My Mind. That's right. Almost an orgasmic experience. You'll be sitting there, adjusting the camera, setting it up to take the picture, and the tingling will run through your pussy. Almost like you're being touched all over. Like your clit is being played with and teased. Yes, you need to take that picture. You need to take it and post it to the website. It just simply has to happen. It has absolutely no other option for you. You just simply have to do it. If you don't do it, the tingling will go away. You need that. You want that. You need to feel it all the way through. Because at the end, when you've taken the picture, when you've taken the picture and posted it, it will have actually taken you all the way up to the edge of orgasm. That's right. You'll be right there at the edge. It'll feel so very, very good. And at that moment, you'll know that you're going to come. You may even decide to reach down and touch yourself to bring yourself to that orgasm. It doesn't matter how it happens. But once you've posted the picture, you will be rewarded. Rewarded with a very powerful, long orgasm that will shudder through your body. It starts with the tingling, and the tingling gets stronger and stronger. You're already feeling it very, very strongly, and it's growing. It's growing stronger and stronger, and it's going to happen, and you know it. You can feel it deep down inside. You are going to take that picture. You are going to take that picture, and you are going to post it, and you are going to come. And the tingling is just running through you. It is making you shudder. You can feel yourself practically on the edge of orgasm. You want to do this. You need to do this. You are going to do this. It is just simply going to happen, and you can't resist the desire. It is so strong inside of you that you cannot possibly set it aside. The desire to take the picture is almost a compulsion. You need to do it. The tingling feels so very, very good. You have to do it. You are going to do it. You are going to do it. You are going to do it at the end of this file, which will come very soon. When this file ends, you will not wake up entirely. You will stay in trance, your pussy tingling more and more until you have taken the picture, and once you have done so and posted it and had your orgasm, then and only then will you wake up completely, refreshed and awake, and having enjoyed what has happened, and having a little thrill at knowing that the picture is there. So, now it is time. Time for you to awaken partially. Awaken on the count of five. 1. Waking up, getting ready. You'll still be in trance, but just barely. 2. Closer and closer. A little more awake, but still under the effects of trance. 3. You're still in trance, but you're almost ready to wake up. You will take the picture, and then you will awaken. 4. Almost there. Your mind still under the effects of the file, but you are ready to awaken once the picture is done. 5. Go and take your picture, and then wake up and enjoy everything that happens.